It's all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Oh boy, Michelle, I was just reading the other day about this NuvaRing controversy, and I'm thinking, are women out there asking themselves, should I consider another contraceptive? I mean, this is wild. This whole association between the NuvaRing birth control device the increased risk of blood clotting related fatalities makes us all really rethink this entirely. And I'm just so happy that Dr. Marjorie Jenkins, the executive director of the Laura W. Bush Institute for Women's Health in Amarillo at Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center, is here to help us think this through. First, Dr. Jenkins, welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I welcome you. And let's look at this. Should you consider another contraceptive? What happened with this NuvaRing controversy?
Well, I think first we have to look back at some of the history in the past few years about contraception and some of the adverse events that have happened, which I think has raised awareness and some sensitivity to the issue with the Yaz and Yasmin with the Bayer settlement a few years ago. Right. That was a $1.5 billion settlement.
Yeah, so huge.
Not small change. So there is increased sensitivity, but we know that there is a clotting risk with birth control. I'm a women's health internist. I educate women on this whenever I prescribe any type of contraception. Even the very low risk progestin only types of contraception, we still talk to women about the potential for a clotting risk. And each woman is an individual. So I think when we take these massive studies and we look at them and we see a slight increased risk, we really need to dig in as physicians, for sure, into that science and how they put together that data and how they reported that data. And so there's some disparities in this, and that's why it's such a vague type of an issue with the NuvaRing. You have people who are proponents of it, and then you have others who obviously are may have been harmed during while using the NuvaRing,
right,
and are opponents of this type of contraception.
Well, Dr. Jenkins,
we can certainly talk about that.
On Empower, they're asking, the women are asking, what do we do? I mean,
Okay. What,
do I get off my birth control? Do I stop this? And we've actually had some of the young women. One just this morning said to me, I was on the NuvaRing and I ended up in the hospital and I was having just horrific pain. They thought I had appendicitis and it wasn't appendicitis. It was the ring. So the question becomes, what do you do? They're trying to navigate. Do I take birth control? What kind of birth control do I take? How do I find out more about this?
Well, I'll just share with you how I approach this for my patients with when we're talking about family planning options. Basically, we look at her risk factors for having an adverse event from oral, if she wants to take birth control pills or the NuvaRing. And I do put those in together still, because I'm not convinced by the two large studies that were published that were disparate. The Merck study, which showed no increased risk, and then the Kaiser and Medicaid database, which the FDA looked at, which did show a slight increased risk, and thus added the safety warnings to the package insert. So just to know that we do have several studies out there on the NuvaRing. But when I'm talking to a patient, I basically look at her. I don't look at the 10,000 or million young women that are utilizing contraception. She's an individual. She has individual risk. And we need to be clear about what we question our young women about when we want to prescribe hormone therapy. For instance, we all ask about smoking, but do we also check and make certain that their blood pressure is optimal?
Right.
Are they at an ideal weight? Obesity is the top risk for a blood clot, much higher than oral contraceptives. So is she at an optimal weight? Is she a smoker? Does she exercise? all of these types of things which will add to her risk. Then ask about her family history. Does her mother, not just mothers and sisters on birth control pills or hormone therapy, ask about brothers and dads. And anyone in her family that's had a clotting history, you really do want to know that. And then talk to her about the options that you have to prescribe for her. Is she someone that is fine taking a pill daily? Is she someone that forgets a lot and will tell you that?
Yeah.
Because we do not want these young women to get pregnant when they're coming to us for assistance to prevent pregnancy.
Right.
The clot risk in a pregnancy is 1 out of 340. Michelle and Pam, and we know that we certainly have a lot of complications for pregnancy, not only physical but financial and social. So I think one of the issues is that we become maybe a little cavalier about prescribing birth control pills, hormonal contraceptives, and we need to go back and be very, very serious about counseling our women. Instead of coming in, sitting down and saying, I'm sexually active, I don't want to get pregnant, I want to have birth control. And then as the practitioner, we say, well, you can have the pill, you can have a ring that you won't have to take a pill every day. We could implant something in your arm for several years. We could do an IUD and go through all those options. And once she chooses one, we need to do due diligence and go through and make certain that she understands what the risk factors are for that particular product.
Do you know what I love about what you're saying, though? That I just, I mean, as a physician, and I know that Michelle will agree with me, but, you know, as a physician, what I'm seeing is a trend, and you're living this trend, and I'm so excited to hear you speak like this, because the trend is treating each woman as a unique individual.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Let's just bag this cookie cutter approach, where
that's
know you
just.
That's
the fun part, right, Pam?
Oh yeah, yeah, man! It's yeah. Called a 3-minute medical visit, and then you just sort of hand them some, you know, prescription and go, y'all just have a nice day. And just doing that for the Texas part, and we're done here. And instead of asking these questions, the other issue, too, is that what they tell you at that moment, they may say no smoking, and then maybe they pick it up 3 weeks later because they're stressed out.
Or they're lying about it.
Or they're lying about it.
And I have women that smoke and say that they will stop smoking and want to take a hormonal contraceptive, and I actually have them sign a pledge that says they will stop, they understand the risk of smoking is markedly higher for a stroke or a clot, and that if they continue to do that, that they are doing that at their own risk. And so we, you know, women are smart, complicated, wonderful creatures. We are. So we can understand these risks and be able to make good intellectual decisions. But if you read these cases that, you know, in the newspapers and in some of the other articles that have been out there about the Nuva ring, what you hear in the majority of them is, I was never told this was a risk. Not even, I was told this was a risk, but now I believe it's a higher risk and it hurt me or it killed my family member. We were never told.
Exactly.
I can't even imagine that. I've been doing this women's health over a dozen years, and I cannot imagine not telling a young woman of the clot risk. I have two daughters, and I know what my feelings are and how I've counseled them when they've asked these questions. Maybe their friends started on oral contraceptive, or maybe they were thinking about it for acne. But I have certainly had the same types of conversations with my own children.
Well, I think that is fabulous. And I think for all of our listeners out there, we want to make sure that, first of all, you get a doctor, you know, like we're talking to at this very second, okay? And always remember, obesity, smoking, look at that family history. Make sure you're being treated as a unique individual when you're sitting down looking at your birth control contraceptive options. This is so terribly important. And thank you so, so very much for being on our show, Dr. Marjorie Jenkins.
Stay well.